I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, November 18th. 64-year-old Alcora Dumas of Quincy is charged with trying to run down a police officer in Boston yesterday and then leading police on a chase into Quincy. Dumas was arrested after leading officers down Newport Avenue and then fleeing on foot near Wollaston Center. He faces charges in Boston. 31-year-old Patrick Medley of Quincy is charged with breaking into the Bank of America in Quincy Center Tuesday evening. Medley was arrested in Quincy Center yesterday after an officer recognized him from video surveillance at the bank. He was also wanted on an outstanding warrant. Marijuana and cash were found in a garage that caught fire in North Quincy early Wednesday morning. Police say firefighters found the pot and the cash after extinguishing the flames in the finished attic of the garage at 231 West Squantum Street. An investigation is ongoing. The MBTA will hold a virtual public meeting today to provide an update on their plans for a new bus maintenance facility at the site of the former Lowe's Home Improvement store on Bergen Parkway. Meeting is from 5:30 to 7 p.m. The T says the new garage could be open by late 2024. A virtual public meeting will be held today regarding plans for a new development in Wollaston Center. A developer wants to create a 4-to-6-story apartment building with 80 units and 6 ground-level retail shops at Beale, Cushing, and Chapman Streets. The existing buildings and 2 four-family homes would be torn down to make way for the new development. The virtual meeting is set for today at 7 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news updates for Thursday, November 18th.